Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are your saints called to this place, called by your word, gathered in your name. And may we go out to proclaim and share with one another that wonderful and marvelous grace poured out into each of our lives. Yes, we are and you are in all things in our lives, and through you we have life eternal. Amen. Today I would like us to think about an image, a very simple one. It illustrates God's news to you and I, and to everyone who believes in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, as I was going to use this morning, I thought of giving you all 3x5 cards and make you work through the sermon. However, there's no pencils in the pews. So you get off today, okay? I would assume then that the cards would be blank. But now, I have asked our team here, our sound team, we have that image up here on the board. What do you see? An X. What do you think of when you see an X? Tic-tac-toe. Something wrong, okay. What else do you see? X marks the spot. Okay. How many times have we seen that image? It may mark the spot where you're supposed to stand, like at a wedding. Oftentimes, we put all these little X's on the floor so everybody knows where they stand. X may mark, you know, when you're doing your map search or whatever, it'll show you that little place where you happen to want to go, marks the spot, the destination we travel. It may be the place where you are to what? Put your signature. X marks the spot in our lives oftentimes. Do you realize that last weekend, our youth gathered with youth from throughout the nation and even some from around the world for our national youth gathering in a spot that had been marked, Houston, Texas, of all places, to have a gathering in July. Every 3 years, this is where we gather young people from around our church body. It is our national youth gathering, and there we assemble more young people than at any other time, and probably also more adults than we do a lot of other times. They come together to worship, to praise, to learn, and to share. It takes them to the Word. And this year, that word was from Colossians. That theme verse, the preeminence of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, a visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Yes, he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. In all things was the theme of this gathering. And it was also our theme throughout this last school year, as we celebrated the 75th anniversary of our school in this place. God has put a mark on our ministry together as God's people in this place. In the second service, God will put a mark on two individuals, marking them to be a part of His family through the waters of baptism. That special relationship when God calls us by name, calls us to be His child, and to affirm to us that He has created us, He will sustain us, and He will be with us throughout life. We have a special relationship because we have been marked by our God. Yes, as He created each one of us. As you look at that X, look at the top half of the X. What do you see if you divide that X in half? A V. That's right. This is how our God, great, powerful, mighty, the one who is here before the beginning and will be here even after the end of this world, He pours in His very grace into your life and my life. He flows into each one of us. You see, God created, sustained, and reconciles all things to Himself. That is God at work. Then we move to the center of the cross. And there, what do we find? Who is there? Every one of us. That's where you and I come in. To you, to every one of you, Christ has chosen you to be His child. You see, we are reminded in that verse, for by Him all things were created. All things were created through Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and in all things He holds all things together. This is God at work in your life and my life. And what does He do? He takes each one of us, who He later says in that same verse, and you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He is now reconciled in His body of flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him. This is why we need the waters of baptism. This is what God does for us. We were alienated. We were enemies of God. And you see, that we need to take all of this personally. It is about you, every one of you. It is about the Word in your life, how God has reconciled each of us to Himself, because God is in all things. God has done it for each one of us. He knows every one of you sitting here this morning. He knows all about you, where you are, what you do, what are your thoughts, and your actions. And so when we come to the center of that X, it's really very personal. You can try and hide. We do very well hiding from one another. But we need to realize God knows. He knows each one of us. He knows the dark places of our being, He knows the good in each one of us. And most importantly, He loves every one of us. His love is more than a feeling. God acted in sending His one and only Son to take your sin and my sin upon that cross. Yes, we who were alienated, we who were hostile, He has reconciled through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He took your place and my place, and that's why it's personal. It's about each one of us. It's about you and you and you and you. It's about every one of us. And then turn your attention to the bottom half of the cross. There you see the V inverted, right? Because really what flows in then flows out. Where does it flow out from? You and me. That's also could be a funnel. In the top half, God pours in His grace, His love, His mercy, His reconciliation. And then through us, that is to be shared with one another. It is there through the Word and sacrament at work in our lives. It is there through our being in the Word and growing through that Word. It is there in the waters of baptism where there forgiveness and reconciliation happen. You see, it's how we go out into our world around us. The world in which we find ourselves. We are to be His witnesses. And that's why you have the four going out. The four corners of the earth. Each of us is to be a part of that. Verses 15 to 20 are the cosmic aspects of God's love through His creation. Paul tells us that it's very personal. It's not just a love that flows in our lives and to be held there. It is a love to go out and to be shared with those around us. You and I are a creation of God. What a beautiful thing that really is. And He reminds us that we have good news. Good news not only to be kept within our own lives, but good news to be shared with those around us. The fact that God has reconciled all things through His one and only Son. It is the power at the cross at work in your life and my life. The cross gives power to you and to me. It is life-sustaining. It is there in the waters of baptism. It is there in Lord's Supper. It is there for every one of you. God is in all things. The Creator, the Sustainer, the Reconciler. He is for you. Every you. Every person. Christ died for you. Yes, even for you. In the midst of our sinfulness, God loves us. We are empowered at the center of that by God's grace, love, and mercy. Through Christ's death and resurrection, we have something to share with each other. We have a reason to life. We have a reason to live our lives every day. Because you see, as Paul writes this wonderful letter to Colossae, as our youth gathered together in Houston and shared and got to meet new people and got to share with them, they had something in common. They had their relationship to their Lord and Savior, which could affirm them and help them to reach out to one another. And so that is what we ought to be about in our ministry together in this place. It is God's grace coming into our lives and flowing from us into our community, because we too are a part of all things. Amen. Let us rise as we join in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty,
From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We join in singing the Te Deum.